This is University of Maryland news for the week of January 24th through the 28th. From the news desk, I'm Ashley Westerman. Today, January 28th, 2011, is the 25th anniversary of the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster. On this day in 1986, seven crew members lost their lives just 73 seconds after the shuttle's launch from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida for its 10th mission. Among the onboard crew was the University of Maryland's own Dr. Judith Resnick, who received her doctorate in electrical engineering from the university in 1977. Resnick was a mission specialist on the Challenger that day, and the explosion led to a 2.5-year grounding of the NASA shuttle fleet. On Thursday, January 20th, a group of young Chinese students from the Nankai University Elementary School in Tianjin, China, visited the Paint Branch Elementary School in College Park as part of a partnership program overseen by the Confucius Institute at the University of Maryland. Under Executive Director and University Physics Professor Dr. Liu, the Confucius Center promotes the cultural and ethical understandings of China. And through this pilot exchange program, local students get to experience their Chinese counterparts firsthand.
In the 21st century, cultures will be conversing with each other. The economic competition will be cross-cultural. The world, as they say, will be more flat. And so children need to know how to collaborate and work with other cultures now, so they could be successful in the 21st century.
That was Dr. Jay Tetson, principal of Paint Branch Elementary School. Because of the University of Maryland's close relations with China, it is able to foster local connections with the foreign country through sister school programs such as these. The university's innovative approach to teaching creative entrepreneurial decision-making won a national award at the 2011 U.S. Association for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Conference held in Hilton Head, South Carolina. James V. Green, Director of Entrepreneurship Education and the Director of the Hinman CEOs Program at MTech, took first place in the Learning Innovative Entrepreneurship Education Competition. This competition recognizes college educators who have created new and challenging learning activities that highly involve students. Green's Team Challenge of Risk and Reward is a real-time, role-playing classroom exercise designed to help students develop creative ideas on their own, experience the benefits of teaming up, and experience the risk acceptance and management. Green's program was selected first out of more than 30 competitors whose programs were all judged on creativity, critical thinking, theoretical foundation, and how easy or difficult the program will be to replicate. Coming up next week, Maryland leaders will descend upon campus on Monday, January 31st, for the first annual Maryland Politics Summit. Officials and issue experts are to discuss major legislation and other top issues facing the state this new year, including the budget and transportation. The event, organized by the UMD Center for American Politics and Citizenship, will run from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. For a full schedule of panel sessions and speakers, go to the University of Maryland website and search Maryland Politics Summit. Faculty, staff, students, and members of the community are all encouraged to attend the Purple Line Town Hall meeting on Tuesday, February 1st. Hosted by President Lowe's office, the proposed transit line between Bethesda and New Carrollton, which is set to pass through the College Park campus, will be up for discussion. There will be short informational presentations as well as a panel of experts. The town hall meeting will be held in the Colony Ballroom on the second floor of the Student Union from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. If you can't make the actual event, UMTV will stream the meeting live in both Prince George's and Montgomery counties. That's your University of Maryland news for the week. From the news desk, I'm Ashley Westerman. Have a great day.